100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge. It's where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. It is what it is. Come on. The topic this week was chain. We've got a lot of stories this week, so I'm going to quit babbling and flapping my meat and get right to it. First up, we have a bunch of stories from Thomas. All right, Thomas, tell us what's going on. Don't break the chain.
Ted bought chainmail from eBay to wear while he cut wood, thinking it would protect him from the sharp teeth of the chain of his 22-inch steel. He overconfidently started his woodcutting chore after a very restless night of sleep and a couple of shots of brown stuff at breakfast to stop his hands from shaking. You can easily guess the rest of the story. The chainmail worked fine when he slipped while moving a heavy branch. The saw's teeth bounced when they struck the metal chain, directing the saw upwards to execute an impromptu rhinoplasty on Ted's nose. The chain of events began when the fossil box pestered their pet cockatoo, insisting that it learn how to relieve itself when held over a waste bin. Following a week of relentless coaxing and wheedling, the cockatoo lifted off and flapped around the kitchen, knocking a bottle of oil onto the stovetop. The oil erupted into flames, catching the cupboards on fire and spreading to Mrs. Fosselbach's collection of Indian baskets displayed on the kitchen walls. The cockatoo sacrificed a few of his tail feathers, but the Fosselbach lost half of their new double wide and any hope of potty training their bird. The weenie chain celebrated the hot dog, invented by a German butcher in the 1600s, by opening another franchise operation at the west end of town. They hoped to get a lot of customers that shopped at Wally World nearby. Weenie specialized in over 100 kinds of tube steaks, including steamed, charcoal broiled, stuffed, grilled, griddled, deep fried, and bacon wrapped. They imported the red snappers from Maine, famous for their neon colored casings, and hots from New York, made from pork, veal, and maple sawdust. Weenie sponsored eating contests at the local retirement home and were responsible for several fatal accidents. When Aretha sings Chain of Fools, I am reminded of the governing board that has attempted to command our local technology club. The elected gang for the past year have driven a majority of the regular members away by their choice of speakers and the lack of attention to detail at meetings. The sound system is never set up properly, the LCD projector is always out of focus, and the PowerPoint slides are a visual dirge. When asked if I would run again for office, I said that I would rather have my spleen eaten by rats as I slept.
You know, I think I'd rather have my spleen eaten by rats than have to suffer all the crap in the brace and the rehab and... thank you, Thomas. Next up, we have Jeffrey Fisher and his stories. Yay! Actually, it's just one story. I thought there were two. No, who knows what I'm thinking? It's not even 7 o'clock. And next week is going to be daylight savings time for here in the colonies. So, there. Ugh. So here's Jeffrey's story.
Hello, Crap Mariner. Hello, 100 Word Stories podcast listeners. This is Jeffrey Fisher, and I'm back for weekly challenge number 340. and this story is called Good Fences Make Good Neighbors. The chain-link fence separated our playground from the upscale neighborhood. The younger kids would sit on the swings and soar above the fence before falling back to our side. Older kids would kick a ball on the grass or play basketball on the paved court, being careful the ball didn't sail over the fence, as it was a long walk to get the ball back. Once we showed up to find a gap in the fence where someone had cut the chain links. The hole was repaired that day. Afterward, we noticed a security guard patrolling their side. We like to pretend that the fence existed to keep them out of our playground.
Yes, let's keep them out, shall we? Ha ha, this is our playground. Sorry. Thank you, Jeffrey. Next up we have Michael, who did not record his story again. Do you need help recording it? Do you want to just call me? I've got this new iPhone, and then I can transcribe and post it over, and it'll be cool. I'm cool with it, man. Oh yeah, I got the new iPhone. I finally retired the 3, and it was a sad moment, and then I threw it in a drawer. And now I've got this one. It runs on the lightning cable, which you can plug in. Either it goes both ways. And I bought 2 more of those lightning cables, one for the bedroom, you know, gotta spice it up a bit, and then one for work. And also, my wife now has an iPad. Not that she'll ever use it for listening to podcasts. No, her motivation was, well, Newsweek is going all digital. She bought an iPad for Newsweek. This is embarrassing. All right, well, anyway, also Ballard Catalog, which you have to ask to have them ship. Right, I, she's happy, it's her birthday. So, here's Michael. Aren't the flowers pretty today? Billy, what am I to you? Why do you always have to spoil the mood? Can't we just enjoy this? Come on, tell me. Well, I'm your best friend, I'm your lover, I'm your anything. They're so adorable. Come on, you have to meet my parents. Not till you tell them about me. Your dad's kind of scary. What do you think he'll say? I don't care anymore. He doesn't scare me. What are you doing there? Is that a daisy chain? No, I know it's not the real thing, but... Tom, will you take this to marry me? Get up, you goof, before I knock you. Is that a no? Oh, you're so tacky. Yes, of course I will. And that's why you should probably record your stories yourself. That way, unless, of course, you're into the whole, you know... Never mind. Thank you, Michael. No, I don't want your flowers. Oh, next up we have... Lizzie Goodco. Okay, wait. Here's a chain story filled with chains that will end up in a chain of stories for the podcast and a chain of podcasts. Wow, that was a moment of inspiration right there. It could have been the story, actually. The story of a chain of stories in a chain of podcasts. Darn it! Why didn't I think of it before? Kidding! Stupid jokes have a lot to do with a lack of sleep, you know, with a twisted mosquito driving me into a chain of crazy, murderous thoughts. Evil look, holding a magazine. Hopefully it's not a magazine that is like Newsweek. Being read on an iPad. Why? Then it's like, you know, what color do you want it? The color only affects, you know, that little outer frame. The rest of it, it's always silver. I don't understand. Apple probably charges twice as much for it, too. Oh, right. Here we go with Lizzie's story. It's a birthday present.
Numbers roared in his head louder and louder. He looked at the phone and repeated them incessantly. 100 links of distance, the carbon atom, and the hotels, theaters, restaurants, banks. His mind was filled with an excess of information that no one comprehended. Yes? Yes. Okay, I'll tell him. But he wouldn't. He hung up trying to stifle the noise. What was once comforting was now drowning him. This obsessively loud chain of numbers paralyzed him in a motionless repetition of helplessness. Make me a prisoner no more, he wished, whispering at the mountains above, hoping to beat his demons. This was my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodkoff.blogspot.com to check what I've been writing lately. And if you would like to get in touch with me, you can do it through Twitter. My name there is also Lizzie Goodkoff. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, and then she can build up her twink character until it kills the evil robot king. And wait. No, don't do that, no. Go after the rainbow monster, or the lord of shaving mirrors, or I don't know what the hell that game is about. Thank you, Lizzie. Next up, it's Muncie, otherwise known as Muncie, who has, the book podcast version of the thing. Okay, Broken Escalator has a patio book. All right, so now you don't even have to read it. You can just have someone read it for you, and that someone being, you know, Muncie. So here is Muncie, and remember, the patiobooks.com title, Broken Escalator, or just Google it. Just Google everything. Google all the things!
So Edmonton Expo was bitchin', if anyone was wondering how conventions are in Canada. Not as big as Calgary, but it's the first year, so that's to be expected. Saw Lando Calrissian, thanked Chris Claremont to his face for the work he did to inform my taste in media growing up, saw Hello Kitty Samurai for some reason, good times had by all. How have you been? Story? Okay. Chains! By Christopher Monroe. If you think about it, in a way, we're all in chains. Chained by self-imposed obligations to one another, to notions of family and friendship. Chained to jobs we only took to pay student loans we thought we'd need to get jobs better than the ones we were eventually forced to take. Chained by outmoded notions of morality. Yes, we fancy ourselves free. But in a way, we're all in chains. But in another, more literal way, only you are in chains, here in my soundproof basement. Now, make yourself comfortable while I head upstairs to fetch my straight razor. Broken Escalator, now available via patiobooks.com as a podcast, for those of you who love books but hate reading. Tweets at Munzee Munzee for those of you who want access to every thought I have in real time. Although even I admit that would be exhausting.
I don't think it's exhausting at all. And by the way, I listen to your thoughts in surreal time. Woohoo, fish. Thank you, Muncie. And iTunes right now is downloading your audiobook, and it's going to go into my fancy schmancy new. It's a black 64 gig. There are people that have no idea how I got it so quickly. But I have written a story that explains it all. If only it were 100 words long. And on my Google Plus page. See, I'm putting the drafts on Google Plus again. Now that I'm transcribing the stories over. And I can type. I can, well, kind of. But my arm is usually in the brace. You know, I put it in there while I sleep and it hurts when I wake up. But it's 42 degrees out, so it's like, because, you know, when the weather changes, things hurt. And then, after that, I just suffer. I just sit and moan. Oh, it's still loading. Okay, Chapter 9, Back to Life. Wait, Andrew's story, part 2 and part... There are two parts to Andrew's story? Oh my god. He's been hiding something from me. No, quit babbling. Listen, who's next? Right, so we drag Muncie into the folder. And it's Serendipity. So, okay, I'm going to do the noise removal on this because there's a fan in my laptop that's... It's more annoying than me. And, Serendipity.
Congratulations. This letter will bring you unlimited good fortune. But only if you make 25 copies and send them on to your friends within the next day. Do not break the chain. Breaking the chain will bring you terrible misfortune. If you do break the chain, we will hunt you down. Come to your home with baseball bats and very sharp knives and make sure that you never walk again. Incidentally, how is married life? We're all very much looking forward to seeing you both at Christmas. Please give us a call soon. All I love, Mom and Dad.
Aw, your family is precious. And crazy. Thank you, Serendipity. Sounds like my mom and dad. Let's continue here with Sing Albatross. He does the Ghosts on a Bumboat on Sunday and Saturday, but I think the story's coming to a close, so we'll find out if he's got any more stuff up his sleeve. His voluminous, flowing sleeve. No, he doesn't wear a pirate shirt. People are silly. Here he is. Sing and his story.
I am just one of the gang. 1,000 movable mandibles, rubbing thorax to red thorax with purpose. To crop, to crimp, to chew and glue, 2 sides of a leaf cathedral together. The higher-ups send down the orders, and then we're off, marching and singing to engineer another leaf horn cornucopia, trumpeting up the jungle jazz. Jay-na-na-na. See my jaws of silk in a dewdrop. Tick my attendance in the scheme of things. I am a pest controller of the citrus orchard, a waterproofer of nursery nests, the tiniest sweat worker in the emerald forest. I'm a little link in the chain.
Wow, that was cool. Thank you, Sing. Suggestion, talk to a machinimatographer about that one. Hypatia Pickens does little videos with her pieces. That would be kind of a cool one to see what she comes up with. I know that Toxic Menjas is probably not available considering that, you know, she's kind of getting married soon. But still, it would be kind of cool. Although, Batgirl would probably take like early 40s and 50s news stock and movie stock and put that together. Like the ants, you know, like those giant monster movies, ants that would factor. I don't know, maybe they would wind up being something else. I'd roll around in peanut butter and, you know, get on an ant hill or something. I'm covered with ants and peanut butter. Where's the jelly? So, I think I need more coffee. So while I'm getting more coffee, you get more Zach Man. No, you can't have the coffee. You get the Zach Man. No substitutions.
What a hangover. And I only had 1 glass of Zinfandel. At least it's dark in here. I feel a daisy chain around my neck, or rather with my neck, since my hands and feet are chained to a wheelchair. Oh God, no. This is a movie theater. I should have never told her she can't make me, and there is nothing she can do to get me to see a Twilight movie. I should have known she would see it as a challenge. Never say you can't to a woman if you don't want them to do something.
Remember, people, believe in yourselves. Believe in yourselves, like Zach Man does. Thank you, Zach Man. Next up, as I mentioned before, about Girl Quest and the little spiders and such. Well, I don't think there are any spiders involved in this one, but still, here is, hold on, new audio. Oh, I better use the new audio. New audio, not old stinky audio. New, fresh, and lilac-scented audio. All right. This is why I don't produce these things in advance.
I used to believe that my mind was free from gravity, that the pull of Mother Earth had no dominion in the realm of awareness, thought, and identity. For a time, I seem to have escaped both the dictates of biology and the laws and constraints of the atomic world. I raced faster than light beyond the known universe, danced in the silent vacuum, and stared into the face of 100 suns. But all the while, there trailed behind me a chain of perfect weave, unseen, or mayhap merely denied. Her life-giving umbilical was all that sustained me.
Okay, my mind is blown. That's it for the episode. Good night, everyone. Whoa. That was weird. Oh, thank you, Bot Girl. My blown mind thanks you. Now I have to do some laundry and wiping off mind off of the couch and the walls. We're getting an iPad cover for my wife's iPad. If I mentioned iPad before, she has an iPad. It's an iPad 3, and we'll probably get a $100 rebate soon when Apple realizes it screwed over everybody who's bought an iPad since the iPad 4 announcement. The new, and then the newer iPad, and even newer, and they do this. Oh, by the way, my iPhone 5 has an unlimited data plan, but apparently I can't use FaceTime while roaming and wandering around. Not that, you know, I'm going to be walking around and doing FaceTime. That would be stupid. I would be at a Wi-Fi hotspot. Then, you know, why would I look, my unlimited data plan is for one thing only, playing Words with Friends. I want to be able to play Words with Friends while I'm on the bus, which I'm not on too often. And then when I'm back on the bike, no, I'm not going to play Words with Friends while I'm on the bike. I'm going to be at work where I can get back in the... Maybe I should save myself a few bucks. Here's Tura. Tura. And just, here's Tura.
I heard this story from the driver of a taxi cab, who said that he had had that David Attenborough in his car last week, who told him of a book in which Marco Polo recounted a story he had from a Chinese nobleman, whose grandfather told him he had once known a sailor who had journeyed to the western edge of the world, to the land of anger, or, as they call it, Ireland, where he had seen the grave of St. Elvis, who, the monks told him, would return at the world's greatest need. So it must be true.
It must be true. It must be true. Thank you, Tora, for passing that along. Oh, my God. We have to get ready. Oh, what do we have to do? Let's hit the store and get bread and milk. The milk will go bad. See, people don't get condensed milk for, you know, condensed cereal. I don't know. Me, I would get apple juice. I just, you know, because it'll last. Although I do like milk. So, let's see, who's next? I like it in my coffee. Oh, speaking of coffee, let's raise our mugs and salute Tom, who has no updates this week. So, he's taking a break from updates. All the math is handling itself. There are no new monkeys. So, breedable monkeys. Just what we need. Here's Tom and his story.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I'm running out of time. I just got a few minutes before I have to go out the door. Pulled it to the end. I have two stories tonight. Chain of evidence. I would like to say I have a string of senior moments, but the truth is I'm having intermittent consciousness. I'm capable of forgetting anything. To this end, I own a wallet. And the only reason I still do is it's chained to my pants. I've always thought that if one loses their pants, that a wallet would be a serious secondary concern. After walking away from my ATM card for the zillionth time, I've chained it to my wallet, the car keys chain, flashlight, and the cell phone. The wallet weighs 16 pounds. Gail, have you seen the Subaru? Second story. Something about Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz is not so much a place as a state of mind, sort of the land that time forgot. In the 70s, the soundtrack to that state was Fleetwood Mac's Rumors. It was literally playing everywhere, all the time. Perhaps it had been because the band was infused by two Atherton kids. I think it was more a talisman against neo-reggae that had seeped into the seaside town. Don't get me wrong, I played the grooves flat on Jimmy Cliff's Harder They Come, but Stevie Nicks' post-adolescent angst was the heart of a darkening America that would never break the chains.
You see, people can rush and get these stories in, they can record it themselves, and then get out the door. You see? Although it may take you a while to get out the door if you have a very complex door. Most doors have a lock, maybe a deadbolt, and a knob. Then you have to engage them and disengage them in the order. Oh, don't forget the chain. And then you twist and pull the knob, or push, depends on how the door is configured. Then you have to go out of the door, reverse all the stuff. Oh, wait, you left your keys inside. I have to go back in. Wait, hold on. Push or pull. And then go back in, and then get your keys, and then go back out. And, oh, wait, those are my house keys. I need my car keys. I need to get to work. See? It can be so confusing. But Tom, he's an expert at it. He's good at it. He's very good at it. If I were to outsource my going in and out of doors, I would not give it to China. I'd give it to Tom. Thank you, Tom, for just being there. Monkeys. Oh, let's see. Who's next? Bonchance and Sevi. Love those tigers. All right, so Pablo is back, and let's hear what hijinks he's up to now.
Crap Mariners, 100 word challenge. The challenge word this week is chain. This is a collaboration between Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. Chain. Love those tigers. The waiting lounge was encased in cool steel. Pablo waited to see Chairman Meow. Pablo? A familiar voice echoed from the corner of the cell. Anthony? Pablo rushed to his old friend. He was chained to the wall. Geez, what the hell? The tiger explained that shortly after Pablo left the circus, he left too. He quickly realized the world loathed the tigers. Pablo insisted that wasn't true, although the mad Siberian kitty chairman was holding them captive. Pablo insisted that everyone loves the tigers. They began to plot their escape from the evil clutches of the psychotic chairman.
Oh no, I hope they're all right. I guess we'll find out next week. Thank you, Severina and Bonchance. All right. So the elections in the U.S. are a week and a half away, and it doesn't matter where you are or who you are. Your vote doesn't matter because this election is bought and sold. It doesn't matter who wins. You have influence over maybe less than 1%. Of the government. You can control like two senators, sort of a president, depending on which state you're in. Well, here, let's figure it out. Are you in Ohio? Yes? Okay, you have a voice. No? Then it's already settled. See? That's how it works. Swing state? Yeah, your vote counts. Not swing state? I'm sorry, what are you doing Tuesday? Hey, I'm sorry, I'm getting my nails done. And then, House of Representatives, 435 corrupt people. How many do you have an influence over? One. less than 1%. And then in the Senate, 2. Unless, you know, you're in a very blue state or a very red state, then vote doesn't matter. You see how it works? And then those 9 old farts sitting in their giant museum-like building with a representation of Muhammad in the frieze, but no one has a problem with that. It's only if you do cartoons. And it's all fucked up. So really, you have no say. Load up your guns, load up your bayonets, load up your horses. Let's storm Washington tonight. Let's do it. And no, we can go by the Air and Space Museum. I know, people like Star Trek. So, well, what was I saying? Oh, right, stories. So if you're the kind of person who will defriend or stop associating with me or whatever based solely on who I will vote for or who I won't vote for, please assume that I'm voting for the guy you don't want elected, whether it be Obama, Romney, or the motherfucking Cookie Monster. So, I'm actually going to take a snapshot of who I write in. I really hope that I can do a write-in with this screwed-up arm, although I'm getting there. I can type with it. But spinning things and lifting up coffee pots, they said don't lift anything. How can I not? I can't lift everything with just one hand. My right hand, my right arm is getting tired. Whatever. Anyway, let's keep going here. Now that I've had my long ramble for the episode, Cliff is like, come on, get to my story, get to my story. Fine! Maybe you should have recorded it. This is what happens when I dread reading stuff that people send. Not that, you know, your stuff is bad. I dread the fact that I'm going to do it wrong. And I'm like, maybe I should do some guacamole, brie, and bacon sandwiches. No. It's time for a story. By Cliff. Fred spread his arms and let his wife remove the chains and moldy jacket. Did it all go well, darling? Of course. The old man was clay in my hands. His fear, my power of suggestion, and the elixir that I put in his soup will do the trick. His hallucinations will drive him out of his mind over the course of the night, and by tomorrow we'll have our best Christmas present ever. My uncle's fortune will be mine. What if he does something crazy? What could he do? Give away his money? No, not Uncle Ebenezer, not Scrooge. Oh, that's a good one. Thank you, Cliff. Oh, and keep that one in another folder and mark it Christmas. And then hold on, I need to see when Christmas is. Christmas is on a Tuesday. All right, so what we'll do is that week we're just going to do a Christmas episode anyway. A special, extra special Christmas episode. What I may end up doing is every story or author that comes in, pick a charity that's good like Salvation Navy or Doctors Without Barnes & Noble, and we'll do something. You know, who's got a Norval Joe? You've got a charity that you do, the autistic kids. Do they have a Christmas drive? Let me know. You probably aren't listening by now. But all of you, what we'll do is everyone suggest worthy charities, and then I'll declare most of them unworthy, and then pick one that has the biggest hits. So, here we go with, I said Norval Joe a moment ago. That wasn't just teasing. No, he's really here. Come on, come up to the microphone. Tell us a story. Don't just sit there drinking. We know how you get when you get drunk. God. And you know how much it costs to studio's a pit, anyway.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 300. I can't say 340 for some reason, with a prompt of chain. Here's my story. The goblins rushing toward the circle of people around the waystone stumbled to a stop as the company faded from sight. For only a moment the scene before him remained, though his friends had already disappeared. Owen felt his guts wrenched from him, spun around above his head like a lasso, and then shoved back down his throat. When Owen's vision returned, he and the others lay on their backs in snow, high mountains rising above them. Sharika alone remained on her feet. A stone in a silver bezel hanging on a chain around her neck shone with azure brilliance. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. In a poll of racial attitudes by the Associated Press news agency, researchers found that more Americans, 56%, have attitudes that are both implicit and explicitly racist than when the same survey was conducted 4 years ago. It is the first time the poll has found that the majority of Americans hold implicit anti-wiener dog sentiment.
Thank you, Norval Joe, updating us on the wiener dog news. Now, I'm reading all this crap about Ohio being a swing state, and then Iowa at the beginning of the political season. Where's Iowa now? Does anyone give a crap what Iowa thinks? No, it's Ohio. So why not in the beginning of the political season? Everyone say, oh, who gives a shit what Iowa thinks? What does Ohio think? You know, we overemphasize what four-letter states think at strange times. Although, no one really gives a shit about Utah. Really? Utah? Shut up. Ohio? You know, get rid of the first I, this and that. You know, in the script Ohio and Ohio State, they usually have the tuba player up there, but sometimes they have a special guest. I don't know, like Mel Brooks or Shecky Green or Neil Armstrong or Neil Armstrong's casket. That would have been fun. You know, Rice spelling out Rice, you know, the marching all band. And then for the dot in the eye, you know, a casket representing Neil Armstrong. Ooh, that could have been fun. 80,000 pissed off Buckeyes. Right, I should tell a story. No, I won't. Instead, I'm going to let someone else tell a story. And that's going to be... Whoa, Jeffrey Haidt is back? Jeff Haidt, the Haidt of podcast fiction? He hopes... I'm feeling better. I am, a little. Although, when the weather changes, like it is doing now. Perfect timing for me to break my fucking elbow. You know, when the 42 degrees out. I'm going to ask Siri. I'm going to ask her. Was this good timing for me to break my elbow?
Let me check on that. Would you like me to search the web for was this good timing for me to break my elbow?
Oh, gee, stupid bitch. Okay, so, God, she is utterly useless. Would you like me to search the web for it? No. I want to make something up. Tell me. Be reassuring. At least be helpful. Show some compassion, you robot bitch. Sorry. Jeffrey Haidt? Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to be introducing him. Everyone, Jeffrey Haidt.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Haidt, and this is my entry for this week's weekly challenge on the topic of chain. It's been a while. It's been a long while since I've submitted anything. And worse than that, I'm not even sure that this is a story. It's kind of like a comment or a thought or... It almost feels like one of Christiana Ellis's shallow thoughts. Yeah. Yeah, let me take that back. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Haidt, and this is my entry for the 100-word shallow thought contest on the topic of chain. I watched Tron the other day. The original, not the new one. Though I really enjoyed the new one almost as much as I liked the original. If nothing else, there's some really great music in that new movie. But I'm getting off track here. When you think about that movie, you think about powerful computers taking over the world, and everyone connected via dumb terminals. 10 years ago, I saw the reintroduction of the dumb terminal. but they were called thin clients. Now, the chain's complete. Google, the biggest computer in the world, has the Chromebook. A dumb terminal. And that's my entry for this week's Shallow Thought. Actually, I really do like Google. I'm not a Google basher by any means. I just find it kind of funny that that's what they're doing. So, and I will try to come up with a better story for next week. Sorry, Shallow Thought for next week, because that's what this one was. Besides, I've got to get in the Golden Monkeys somehow. I thought I was in already, but for some reason, I guess I'm way, way off. Alright. Next week, folks.
Well, here's how you get in the Golden Monkeys. You do 100 stories. It's not so hard, really. Just write one, then another, then another, and then another, and then another, and 100 word stories. You can do it. I know you can. Even if they're shallow thoughts, we're not judging you. And besides, you're not Christiana Ellis, which, I mean, we don't need more Christiana Ellis's. One is enough, plenty. It's thing. Although she's doing Space Casey 2. And she was like, hey, I'm looking for voices for it. And I was like, oh, I don't know, should I ask? It's not like I was in Space Casey 1, although it was called Space Casey at the time. But, and she said, I've got a special role for you. And it's like, oh, good. Oh, it's going to be fun. Do I have to shave? And, no, it's going to be fun. We had fun with the last one. Will Ross and Phil Rossi. And there were all sorts of people in it. And it was cool. It was fun. And we never met. None of us met. But I know that some of you have met each other, but I'm not allowed to travel right now because of the broken elbow. And then once I do travel, the TSA is going to rape me. They're in every airport, they have rape rooms. And, you know, you've got 6 screws and a plate in your elbow. The TSA rules, you get raped. So, I mean, do I have to pay extra for that? Is there like a TSA rape fee? Because I don't mind as long as, you know, the baton is clean. And besides, you know, if my elbow is going off, why are they going to stick a baton up my ass? I'm assuming ass. I mean, come on. Oh, man, sorry. Little cough there. I was choking on a baton earlier. Right. Now that I made you all uncomfortable, it's perfect time for Steven, the nuclear man. Oh my god, he's gonna write me a letter.
Steven, the nuclear man here. Yes, we're coming up on NaNoWriMo. Sort of the antithesis of a 100-word story. Write a novel in 30 days. If you're participating in NaNo, or even if you're not, we're running a special on 8th Day Genesis, our world-building book, through the month of November in celebration of NaNoWriMo. Just simply enter code WRITENOVEMBER when you buy the ebook directly from us, and you'll get 10% off. Now, to get this deal, you actually have to buy it directly from Alliteration, Inc. If you go and buy it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or anywhere else, you won't be able to use this code properly. So just swing on over to Alliteration, Inc. and click on the bookstore. Then when you go to checkout, use code WRITENOVEMBER, W-R-I-T-E, November, to get your 10% discount. Today's music is, of course, The Theme by Echoed, and Ghosts in the Wind by Citizen XO. Now, on with the story. He pulls against the thread, biceps bulging with strain. I tisk and shake my head. Not so easy, darling. I pull out more thread. I wrap it slowly across his torso. He strains again. My threads are unmoved. You should watch more nature programs, I chide. My first arm caresses cheeks. My second arm spin the thread, while my third arm spin him in place. Stronger than steel chains, I whisper. Useless to resist. He tries anyway, and my pulse quickens. My fangs extend, and I plunge them into his chest. I drain him before my red hourglass empties.
See? You get free stuff. Or cheap stuff, when you listen to here. Maybe we should have like a 100-word story. Deals.100word story. No, someone else owns that domain. Fucking Michelle. Why didn't you ever sell that to me? Now they're doing like a photo is worth 100 words or something. Come on, Michelle. Give me the domain. I let you have it long ago. I could have taken it myself. Been waiting 7.5 years for it. It's mine. I've earned it. I've done something with this every day. I'm so sick of being full of crap. Is full of crap. Full of crap is a porn site. I haven't gone to fullofcrap.com recently, actually. Years ago, it was a porn site. What is it now? I've duped you all. Make sure that your antivirus and your tracker anti-things are working. Thank you, Stephen. I don't know what to do at this point. I'm out of rambles. I'm all spun out. Although I should probably drink more coffee. Oh yeah, it's cold by now. Normally you'd hear me say, yeah, because of the Baileys. Can't drink Baileys. I don't even have the non-alcoholic Baileys substitute flavor crap. What's Baileys without stumbling in? No, that morning I was not bombed on Baileys. I do that on Sundays, not Saturdays. I broke my arm on a Saturday. Unbombed. Besides, I'd been pedaling around for a bit through Westview, so any alcohol in my system was... They didn't even breathalyze me. That was interesting. You know, it's like, if you're in a car, they check to see if you're drunk. But if you're on a bike, you can be as bombed and drugged up as you want to be. Although they probably check for that in the hospital. Although, they got my name backwards. They got my fucking name backwards. Now, all the insurance stuff, you know, they were screwing with that. The lawyers for the hospital say, oh yeah, they took care of it. Have they sent me an updated letter? No. I'm not going to pay you shit. Not until you confirm that yes, they've paid up, and that yes, I will pay. You know, it's only $1,700. It was going to be, did I mention the number before? The base hospital bill? $71,000. Yeah, like I have that stuffed in the cushions. No. Stay away from my bed. Unless, of course, you're going to be on it. And yeah, you make that noise to the cats. Scares the crap out of them. Okay. I should probably tell a story. Danny Dwyer. Totally on fire. With Weekly Challenge 340... Leave it to me to leave you in suspense until the last moment, if the last moment is actually 3:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, it's not Eastern Standard Time, it's daylight. We're still in daylight savings time. Next weekend. Danny, are you changing your clocks now? Dude. God, some people. All right, I'm just going to play his story.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here, with Weekly Challenge 340, Chains. Just when I had a chance to ask, what's in a life, I met the woman in my dreams. This was the grand love story that fell short of the fairy tale ending, unless fairy tales end in chains. After years went passing by, I was finally jolted awake from a 5-year coma. Suddenly aware my friends had moved on, the opportunities I once had for new relationships were now long gone. I refused to go back into the chains of another 5-year coma, I'd rather bask in the freedom of loneliness. That's a freedom nobody will ever take away from me.
Do it, Danny. Do it! Wake up! Become the man you want to be! And, ooh, Kimi's posting photos. Hold on. Michelle, I'm making potatoes and pancakes. The diced potato the way you like it. Come over by 9, or it's gone. Where is he? Ooh, can I use my new phone? My iPhone to find where Kimi is? Hold on, we gotta ask Siri. Where is Kimi? Where is Kimi?
I can't do that. You're not logged into your Find My Friends account.
What? I gotta do my Find My Friends? Oh, shit. Another thing I have to pay for. Screw you, AT&T. I hate Cliff Robertson. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Danny. I've just... The Siri bitch. She's driving me crazy. It's Jungle Love. That's all I can say. So we drag him into the last week. What? Red Goddess finally sent a story in? See, now I've got to wait and see. Hold on. Crazy weekend on storm alert for Hurricane Sandy. Oh, you people. And then, of course, when, you know, hurricanes strike the Gulf Coast here, you're all pissed off that the refineries are offline and you're paying more for gas. Wah, 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 wah. I don't pay more for gas because I don't buy gas. We go out and rush out and get milk and bread and then wait it out while the prices come down eventually. Because I have a bicycle. Although I can't ride the frickin' bicycle. I can walk to work 35 minutes if I'm, you know, walking briskly. Which, if I walk briskly, I'm going to trip. Break my frickin' arm. So, I should probably just read the Red story here. I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to wait for Brocaley to send the recording in. I've been up long enough. I want to go back to sleep.
Since the passing of Mr. Chip, Lola has been in a manic mood. She has avoided her lover in fear of being too vulnerable. She tries to keep herself busy with work but is still numb with sadness. No one has come to claim Mr. Chip's belongings. She's beginning to wonder who'll make the funeral arrangements. There are certain chain of events that turns life on its ugly head. Lola wonders if this job is the pinnacle of her existence. Would anyone care if wasn't at the hotel? The next day, Lola calls in sick for the first time.
Thank you, Red. And thank you, Brocaley, for taking so long to send a recording. Had to resort to the robot, because I could not read that one with the quality and timbre and girlishness that it required. And so I handed it to Speak It, which I need to load up all my voices that I'm missing. You see, you can get your apps back, but I think when it comes to sub-apps or plugins, that's a pain in the butt. Hopefully they'll remember. I don't want to have to pay for them again. I'm cheap. Here, let's look. Speak It. I'm going to Speak It. And then go into information, and then Speak It Store. Speak It Store! All right, hold on. So there's Laura, Louis, Nelly. Wait, hold on. Salma, Arabic female. That could be fun. Wonder what she... Oh, and then we have Swiss, and we have a Russian. Celia, Portuguese. We have a Polish. So let's go... Demetris, Greek male.
Γεια σας, είμαι ο Δημήτρης, η ελληνική ανδρική φωνή για το Speak It. Hello, I'm Dimitri, the Greek male voice for Speak It.
Okay, well, it doesn't beg for money at least.
مرحباً, أنا سلمى الصوت العربي النسائي Speak It. Hello, I am Sama, the Arabic female voice for Speak It.
You're not supposed to talk to a male that you're not related to, sorry. Okay, and let's see who else. Ooh, Klaus.
Here's... Hallo, ich bin Klaus, der deutsche männliche Stimme für Speak It. Hello, I am Klaus, the German male voice for Speak It.
Ooh, can I change Siri to that? That would be cool. I wonder when you're going to be able to change the voice for Siri. That would be interesting. Right, so it was Laura, the American.
Hello, I am Laura, the American female voice for Speak It.
That's nice. So we have all these on the Russian. Okay, let's get a two from the Russian judge. Алена.
Здравствуйте, я Алена. Россия женский голос за Speak It. Hello, I am Alena, the Russian female voice for Speak It.
Yeah, listen, squirrel. Okay, now that I've completely wasted your time, how about a further waste of your time by Planet Z?
Eddie likes to write chain letters. The crazier, the better. Instead of saying that you need to forward emails to 10 friends to avoid being hit by a bus, he'd scare people with solar flares or runaway steamrollers. Then one day there was a solar flare and a runaway steamroller ran him over, and he spent the next 2 months in the hospital. He wasn't able to type his chain letters with his arms broken, so he used speech-to-text software instead. The chain letters continued until annoyed readers broke his jaw, and another solar flare roasted him to ashes.
Oh, and there you have it, a bunch of really good stories about chain, and a few good lessons to live your life by. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options. Folks, share it. Don't be afraid. If you're proud of what you've done, put this out on the Googles, the Facebooks, if Facebook is still out there, the Pinterests, is MySpace still around? Oh. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway, so just go there. Until next week, when the topic will be, it's a pick two! Oh, I love these. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna bring up the site, and I'm gonna read through. There were so many good topic suggestions that I went with them all. So, stupid. Present. If your father sees this mess, I just can't do it. My vortex manipulator. Repetition. Reiteration. Reptilian. Redundant. Fez. Cherry Orchard. Pandas. Unsuspecting. What makes you richer? To arrive later in week. So those are the topics. You can go to the website to review the whole list in case you're deaf. And until next week, you know, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.